There is a fifth dimension, beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone.
Super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake. Mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area.
42nd Street Pete.
Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked.
42nd Street Pete.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 42nd Street Pete's Grindhouse. I gotta tell you, it's been a bizarre week. In an unprovoked attack from Sarah Palin, poor Pete was raptured and currently resides on the other side. Now, I've been pretty upset about this. I'm not sure how we're supposed to do a show from the other side, but I've been assured by my psychic friend here that we will indeed be able to do the show from the other side, that Pete will be able to communicate with us through these electronic instruments here. We have been in communication with Pete on and off for the past couple of days. Things seem to be working pretty well. I'm hoping that the equipment will hold up for the entire show here and that we're able to do this. So hold on, let's turn on the instruments. Okay, there might be a little static here at the beginning while we tune him in. Okay, Pete, come in. 42nd Street Pete from the other side. 42nd Street Pete, do you hear us? I'm getting something. I think I hear him coming through. Man, that's some, yeah, that's definitely Pete. Can you hear us?
The fuck do you want?
It's time for your show, man.
Oh, I'm dead. I gotta do a show.
Yeah.
Technically, I'm not dead. I was raptured. And anybody listening to me, I had a narrow escape. It was almost over. Somehow that bitch Sarah Palin got, for lack of better words, a hard-on for me. And that whole deal about me making fun of what was supposed to happen on May 21st, this is a good fucking bone. I guess I pissed her off, and I was just, you know, my bro put the picture on Facebook of what happened. I was taking a dump in my upstairs commode. I was reading an old issue with Screw and taking bong hits. I walked out of the can, I was halfway down the hall, and all of a sudden, I just was engulfed in this agonizing pure white light. And with little fluffy angels and shit flying around me and shit, I was swatting them off like, you know, an ordinary person would swat off bats. But anyway, this light started to engulf me and stuff, but then all of a sudden, in my left eye, there was like a kaleidoscope of all kinds of stuff. And I mean, it's being
Wow. We did lose Pete. We did lose him. But we're going to get him back. Hang on one second. You know how it is. These things are difficult. It's a difficult thing to bring Pete from the other side. Pete, can you hear us? Pete. 42nd Street Pete. Gosh, it's that grindhouse in the great beyond, ladies and gentlemen. Pete, do you hear me, man? Do you hear me?
Yeah, what do you want?
We're still recording the show. What do you mean? I lost you there.
Well, I thought you hung up on me.
No, it was the,
Your psychic connection blows.
Well, yeah.
Just like your cell phone. Yeah.
You got that right.
Where did I leave off when I was being so rudely hung up on?
You were talking about the hell you were having because you got blasted by Palin and taken into the rapture.
Yeah. I like I said, I was surrounded by this soft, you know, baleful white light with little, you know, cherubal doves with fucking wings on them, like I said, like bats and shit. And then all of a sudden, out of my left eye, my spirit eye, there was a kaleidoscope of almost in neon proportions. And I was drawn to it. I was being, you know, slowly drawn to it. But as I looked over my shoulder, Sarah Palin was putting a big strap on and she was trying to pull my pants down. And I kept trying to claw toward the light and claw toward the light. She kept pulling. It was like, you know, this tug of war thing. Her arms reached out and had me by the head and neck and arms and were pulling me in. And she had me by the ankles and she was just reaching up, trying to spread my cheeks. It was like, it was a nightmare, dude. So anyway, man. I popped through this big kaleidoscope and I'm, you know, fuck, I got my trench coat on. I got my jeans on. I got my shades. I reached in my pocket and I haven't smoked in like years and I got a pack of Marlboro Reds and I reach in my other pocket and I got a pint of Mad Dog and I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm you know, I got my shades knocked off and I'm looking up and I really don't need my shades because I can see. And there's like marquee after marquee and titty bar and peep show and like more grind houses and video stores and porn stores and DVD places and bars and then there's like there's cigarette machines all over the place and they got weed in them too. And I'm like, where the fuck am I? This can't be heaven unless somebody really fucked up. And the only thing that made me think it was hell, and I kept smelling sulfur. That's why I'm so congested tonight. I'm not smoking all this wonderful weed they just leave laying around. I thought I was in hell, but I found out later the guys, there's a big pit in the back full of sulfur that they, you know, get rid of shit in because sometimes the odd evangelical becomes wandering through here and, you know, you can't send them back, so you just have to dispose of them. So, you know, they just do whatever. It's okay.
Wow.
Nobody misses them. You know, so that's why the place always. So I don't know. Maybe I'm on the peripherality of hell.
Maybe.
But I don't know because I'm meeting a lot of people I'd never met before, and I'm seeing a lot of old friends. Like about 24 hours ago, I was up with Dave Friedman, Chelly Wilson, Jamie Gillis, and a couple other people, and we had this really cool card game going on, and I lost like $57,000, and. They took my marker on it, so I guess, you know, everything's good.
Wow.
And about an hour ago, I was, you know, doing shots at tequila with Sam Peckinpah and Warren Oates. And right before you called, I was in a heated, you know, discussion with Dr. Hunter S. Thompson about some shit that's going on down there now and how, you know, he's so glad he got the fuck out when he did. And I'm like saying, well, you know, I understand that. But, yeah, so... This is where they swept me up into this because, you know, I'm not here permanently, though, unfortunately. I will be returning on June 3rd at Saturday Nightmares.
I see.
You know, that's so it is written, so it shall be. And the Reverend 42nd Street Pete, as ordained by the gods of the grindhouses, will lead his flock into the infernal grindhouse. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And that's the only thing I would consider, you know, besides Cinema Wasteland right now, that's the only thing I would consider really coming back to if I had a choice.
Gotcha.
There's nothing to come back to. Nothing.
Man, well, there's me.
Well, there's you, but you know, me and you have that bond.
It's true.
I mean, here you're talking to me and I'm dead. I'm dead, but there's no corpse.
Damn
only,
right.
You know, the clothes, the entrapments.
Damn right.
I don't know how the bitch did it, to be honest with you.
I don't either.
Yeah, miserable fucking twat that she is. And she's going to move to Arizona. Why? So she can run over groundhogs?
Probably.
Gopher tortoises or some other indigenous wildlife that you'll deem fucking, you know, a blight on humanity and will have to be wiped out at all costs?
Armadillos. Yeah.
Yeah. She is an armadillo.
No, don't be mean to a poor armadillo.
No.
Armadillos are innocent.
That's what a pussy looks like, an armadillo pussy.
Oh.
All scaly and gnarly and shit.
Damn, that's cold.
Yeah, with teeth.
I gotcha.
With teeth, yeah.
That's some evil right there, brother.
It is. But seriously, though, I will be coming back. I will be... I don't know if it's going to be a rebirth of sorts or maybe a swan song to the, you know, New York City area. I'm thinking more of a swan song before I move on to... I'm not going to say greener pastures, but further away. See, It's one thing about, you know, usually I'm agitated and shit, but once, you know, you're here, you're not agitated because it's all cool shit. Like, I'm strolling down the boulevard here and, like, you know, people are walking in and out of the bars having a good time, and there's, like, the Ghastly Ones and Gru the Mad Monk is playing up here, and I may go back later to the Purgatory Bar and Grill because they got some really good burgers.
Wow.
It's really good shit. And, I just passed the Limbo Massage Room over here.
Limbo Massage. That's an interesting way. Yeah.
It's Limbo Massage Room. You feel like you're in limbo when they massage you.
There you go. There you go.
And then they give you the Mary Magdalena, which on Earth is known as the happy ending.
I got you. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So it's all a very religious experience for me too.
Yeah. You're becoming born again, so to speak.
Well, born again or porn again, because, you know, And Marilyn Chambers never looked better, and, you know, Linda Lovelace looks as she did back in the day, and, you know, it's very nice, you know. It's just a nice place. Everybody's cool, you know. And like I say, the booze flows, the weed's, you know, free. It's just, you know, cool.
Wow, man.
And, you know, the other thing is you don't have to even worry about having to find a place to take a shit, because you don't have to.
Well, really?
It's wonderful. Yeah, you're dude, you're not there, you know. It's just like, you know, whatever. You can eat, drink, and be merry and not even have to fucking worry about it because you never sleep.
Gosh, now you got me wondering if Elvis is around there.
About what?
Elvis. Is Elvis up there? That's what I want
to know. No, not here. No, not where I am. No.
Gotcha.
I don't think they'd let you here either, to be honest with you.
Maybe not.
There's that photo circulating around you with Facebook with the Batman outfit on, so I think you just X'd out your chance to meet anybody cool up here.
What?
I mean, I could put in, we're friends. I will try to put in a good word, but, you know, it's only because of, you know, my friendship with, you know, some people that are up here that, you know, I was snatched from the fucking jaws or dildo of death, however you want to look at it.
Yeah, yeah, the dildo
and
of death.
Impaled by Palin. What a way to go. She would have squashed my hemorrhoids like raspberries.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, that's nasty. Oh. Evil.
Yeah.
My worry is, you know, since no one else seems to have gotten taken, I'm kind of worried about this because I'm like, man, maybe she actually sent you into some, like, ninth dimension or something, and this is all, or worse yet.
No, see, you're wrong. You don't watch the news. Some people were taken, all two of them.
Oh.
Yeah, two of them were taken on the 21st.
I see.
Yeah. I don't know whether it was, you know, I don't know whether it was a rift in the space-time continuum or whatever the fuck they call it, but yeah, only two of the so-called evangelicals were taken.
Hmm.
But I'll tell you, if you're on your road to whatever, and you're driving down Route 46 in New Jersey, and you're in the location of Little Ferry, it would do you well to stop off at 401 Main Street and check out World Video, the adult superstore. A one-stop place for all your adult needs, including toys, too.
Wow.
Yes, and they even have a parking lot, very discreet, very low key. So again, you know, check it out.
Now,
when I come back from the dead, I'm going to go down there because they're going to carry my stuff.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so you're going to pick up my titles down there too.
Well, I got to ask you from the other side. You know, I've heard when you're over there, you can kind of see not only Earth, but you can see other planes of existence, other realms. Maybe you could see hell from there. I'm kind of wondering if you see Jimmy Swaggart down there with his balls over the fire.
I don't know. I hear there's a sulfur pit out and back, and every once in a while I hear a lot of yelling and stuff. But like I say, every once in a while, one of these misbegotten, you know, Christian fundamentalists gets lost in the time rift continuum and winds up over here like, you know, the lost sheep. And they just toss him out there after, like, you know, they make... You know, what they do is a couple of the guys, they, like, take him into one of the porn theaters and tape their eyes open. For, like, you know, a couple days, and then you know, and there's a lot of hookers up here too, and you can still feel that. I mean, it's almost like my prostate grew back.
Wow.
I've been walking around for 3 days harder than Chinese arithmetic.
Man, no way.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I blow loads like buckets of spackle now. It's great.
Whoa.
Wish, geez. I could take it back to Earth, but yeah.
Well, there you go. That's something.
Yeah, really. But you know, it's going to end. You know, I'm trying to. You know, I don't know if it's going to, you know, I'll probably have washboard abs by the time I get back to Earth. Or maybe I'll just be kicked out the out-of-shape slob that I am, was, or whatever. But, you know, hey, I'm enjoying it while I can, dude. You know?
You have to, right?
Yeah.
Man, that's something else, dude.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about catching anything either.
Well, there you. Well, yeah, maybe.
There's some skanky ass sluts up here too.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Well, most of them lapsed Catholics, you know.
Oh, Lordy.
This is their purgatory.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Remember Andy Milligan was banging one behind the screen the other night at the old Resurrected Lyric up here. So yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of crazy shit going on.
Wow.
Joe Spinell was taking some hits off a bong.
No way.
Yeah, at the bar. There's a big bar up here.
Good old Joe.
Everybody hangs out at.
That's awesome.
Resurrection Bar and Grill.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so it's cool.
Can't ask for a better deal than that.
Yeah, I mean, you just think about having a bottle and it's in your hand. It just happened just now. Let me take a hit.
That's freaky.
Yeah, it goes down real smooth, no matter what you want.
Man.
Yeah.
That's cool, though.
You never have to piss it out.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, see?
Makes you quite happy.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing, man. If it makes you happy.
You can just sit, and what's wonderful is you can just walk into any one of these movie theaters and just sit down and light one up and pop one open and check this shit out because you just look up and it's just so much shit going on. There's The Blind Dead and Minnesota Clay is playing over here. What a weird double bill.
Weird.
I might check that out later.
Hell yeah, I think you should.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the old Ghosts of the Grindhouse. I mean, the Liberty's right on the corner. They got Make Them Die Slowly and Cannibal Holocaust double bill.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder if everyone's going to have the same kind of deal when they go into this, whatever it is, this netherworld thing.
I don't know. I'm just hoping, okay, I'm just going to be here for whatever reason I'm here and then, get sent back to do the Saturday Nightmares thing.
Wow, maybe
because
maybe
someone has to document this because this is Martin Landau's first East Coast appearance at a show.
That's true.
And not only was he in North by Northwest and Mission Impossible and Ed Wood, we also know he has roots in the Grindhouse with stuff like Without Warning and Alone in the Dark and Helltown. So
wow.
It's going to be interesting.
That is going to be cool. That is going to be cool.
And I'm hoping I can ask some of those pertinent questions.
Well, of course. Of course. Wow, Pete, hang on. We're getting a little interference here. We're going to go to break, everybody. We will be right back.
Making love. you wanted more variety.
All types of music. I love the music.
With less commercials, and we deliver.
Jackalope Radio.
And calling Pete. Pete, can you hear me? Pete.
What did you cut me the fuck off for? I was in the middle of trying to, you know, explain something. And, you know, I was nice and mellow and shit. And I'm trying to, you know, give the skinny on Saturday Nightmares. And you cut me off.
It wasn't on purpose, man. It was not on purpose. Yeah, well,
your psychic blow is whoever he is.
It's a she. Yeah, she's. Well, you know, it's a difficult man.
It's a she?
And if she did blow, you'd probably be hanging out with her.
True. True that.
Now, where were we? We were talking about some cool stuff. I can't even remember anymore.
No, I said, you know, a lot of these people, this is the first time they're ever going to appear at an East Coast convention. You got, you know, Tippi Hedren from the Byrds and Marnie. And Bruce Dern, probably, you know, one of the greatest character actors of, you know, my generation. Go that route, you know, along with Warren Oates and Harry Dean Stanton. And, you know, he has his roots back in the Grindhouse. You know, the Wild Angels, Thing with Two Heads. I keep confusing that. There's two of them, these incredible two-headed transplant and the Thing with Two Heads.
There you go.
Which fucking one was it?
He was, I believe he was the Thing with Two Heads, wasn't he?
I'm not sure, because one of them was Rosie Grier or Ray Milland.
Yeah, I think that was the incredible two-headed transplant, because, no, the Thing with Two Heads was Rosie Grier and Ray Milland.
Okay,
that's what
so it was.
Was
incredible two-headed transplant.
Yeah,
see,
yeah.
I stand corrected, and it just proves I don't know everything.
Hey, so but there. You knew that both movies had two heads.
Yeah, well, they were both released in at almost the same time, and I think that those MGM double features put them out that way, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's like about 72, 73.
Yeah. Yeah, I brought this up a couple weeks ago, and not that I see him walking around here, but Bruce Dern is the only guy who actually killed John Wayne on film.
Man.
Yeah, he shot John Wayne.
There you go.
I'd like to be doing the Q&A and going, how does it feel to be the only guy who shot John Wayne?
Exactly. Yeah.
Then you got Barbara Steele, you know, another one, Black Sunday, Pit in the Pendulum, Castle of Blood, you know, all those great Euro horrors and... let's not as forget Silent Scream. And she was also, I think, believe had something to do with War and Remembrance.
Oh, yeah?
Producing it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then our good buddy Sid Haig, and you know something. Forget about House of a Thousand Corpses and Devil's Reject. I think something he's doing is actually premiering at the show, something called Creature.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I was just... checking out the website, and like my other computer is messed up, but I'm getting is like names and stuff. But there's, if you go on the Saturday Nightmares Facebook site, I believe there's an ad or a poster or a blow up for this movie Creature, and Sid's prominently featured on it. So I'm thinking it's going to be a good Sid Haig monster movie for a change. Have to check that out. It looks like they're going to be screening it there. But like I said, for all that information, go to SaturdayNightmares.com.
Gotcha.
June 3rd, 4th, and 5th, Sheridan Meadowlands Hotel. Julian Sands from Warlock is going to be there. And Doug Bradley from Hellraiser. Brenda Bake from Demon Knight and L.A. Confidential. A lot of people. You know, John Amplis, he doesn't really do that many shows, you know, from Martin and Dawn of the Dead and Knight Riders and all that other good stuff. He's going to be there. And Day of the Dead reunion, you know, Ken Faree, David MG, Galen Ross, Scott Reiniger. You know, you got that, you know, then, of course, Tom Savini. And then, you know, the Return of the Living Dead reunion. So you get, you know, and it'll be a third Living Dead reunion because I'll be coming back that weekend or that, you know, Friday.
That's right.
Yeah, because you got, you know, Beverly Randolph, who we had on, Don Kalfa, Jules Shepard, Alan Troutman, Tom Matthews, Linnea Quigley, who we had on, and Brian Peck, and John Philbin, and, you know, then some other people. I can't pronounce her name, so I'm not going to try. Terry Alexander from Day of the Dead. You know, we don't see him around too much.
Right. Cool.
Belinda Blasky from The Howling and Gremlins and Piranha. And Claudia Wells from Back to the Future. And Josh Becker, he was up at Wasteland. He's a cool guy. Xena, Warrior Princess, and that Bruce Campbell on Alien Apocalypse. William Stout, the conceptual movie designer, did Return of the Living Dead. And Kelly Maroney from Night of the Comet and Chopping Mall. And David Early and David Crawford are going to reenact that whole TV broadcast, too.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, a ton of people. Jim Krutt, the helicopter zombie. Mike Christopher, I think he's the kung fu zombie. And Leonard Lee is the machete zombie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, all those guys. And Roy Frumkes, the definitive document of the dead and Street Trash.
Right.
He's going to be there. Susie Lorraine from the Gorzone magazine staff writer.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Bunch of people. Frank Solato from Sleepaway Camp. Desiree Gould. Lynn Griffin from Black Christmas. Chainsaw Sally's going to be there.
Hmm. Chainsaw Sally.
Yeah. We had her on your show once.
Yep, a long time ago.
Yeah. Eric Anderson from Nightmare on Elm Street, A Dream Child. And Michael Baldwin from Phantasm. And Warrington Gillette from Friday the 13th, Part 2. And who else we got? I got a lot of people.
Wow.
A lot of different people, yeah. Andy Gore. I haven't seen Andy around in a while. Satan Sideshow. He's got all that great merchandise, serial killer merchandise. Oh, everything in bad taste. I must replenish my wardrobe. I really must.
Man.
There you go. Let's see. Kimberly McGinnis, Devil's Grove. Me, 42nd Street Pete. Ruby LaRocca. She's been on the show. She's a lot of fun. Halloween Jack, the horror host, and Debbie Rashan. She's done all kinds of stuff. Fear Makers, Wong Tong Baby, Slime City Massacre, and Shocker Toys. Plus, I was just discussing this with Warner Mike, and I just came across like 35 or 40 unpackaged DVDs, stuff like Burial Ground and Zombie Apocalypse and Itchy the Killer. So during the day when I'm on the mic, I'm going to ask trivia questions, and the first guy who gets it, come up to the thing and get an unpackaged DVD. You just get the DVD. It's the best I can do. It's better than nothing. Let's see if you get the questions.
Man.
Yeah. So there. I got them here. They won't melt. It's just nice and warm here.
Is it warm?
Yeah, it's warm. It's toasty. I like it like that.
Not too hot, though.
No, not too hot. It's just nice, you know? I think this is a special place that the higher power carved out for people who were just, you know, that way.
Wanted to have a good time.
Grindhouse people.
Grindhouse people.
Because really, what would we fit in anywhere else?
It's hard. It is
you
hard.
You see us in the choir and like, yeah, I'm telling you, man, when those little fucking smiley cherubs with wings were flying around me, I was nauseated.
I bet that's true.
I really thought it was like motion sickness amplified 3,000 times. It's horrible.
I'm sure that's true.
I don't know why I did it. But, yeah. I have new product out.
What you got? But,
you know something? We talked about the other one.
Yeah, the one with the midget movie. Yeah,
I would think you would be honored to be mentioned.
I was honored. I was honored that you mentioned me, but that still was scary, you know. It was still a frightening moment because I'm thinking, wow, man, what a nice thing for Pete to do, you know, mentioning me on his deal for all time. I mean, I'm out there, and wow, then the movie started.
Yeah, it was such a good movie, though.
Oh, Lord.
But I got a surprise for you if I can ever figure. So you know what it is? All the electronics don't work that well up here because...
Probably a lot of magnetics, huh?
Yeah, something to that effect. I don't know. I'm trying to get to this little thing because you might appreciate it, you might not. But, you know, the end of the day's here.
Oh, so, Lord.
I must promote myself. I honestly don't put my product over as much as I should because I just, you know, I'm not into being a self-serving douchebag. But some shit should speak for itself. And be that as it may, Todd will like this one. Just let me make sure the sound's right.
I'm a little frightened. I'm a little frightened.
And one, two, three. Wow, Bobby.
You know, when I did the Blackjack book collection, I thought to myself, this is going to be really fucking hard and tough. But then I thought of another place that was on the news, a place called Peatland. Extreme Sleazy Showcase Volume 3, the Peepland Collection. Peepland shows some of the most extreme S&M, B&D, torture, midgets, you name it, 24 of the most sickest, twisted, fucked up loops that I could possibly dig up. Hence, I'm going to top Blackjack Books Collection. Extreme Sleazy Showcase Volume 3, the Peepland Collection.
That's awesome.
There, how's that for a shameless audio plug?
That is sweet.
Now I got though. Right after that, you know, and I knew, you know, the whole, you know, torrent site horse shit that, you know, is still going on, but I don't think it's going to be going on too much longer because I heard great strides are taken. And, you know, being that I've been up here, you know what I found out about Cinemageddon?
What's that?
They're actually Al-Qaeda.
Man.
They're a front for Al-Qaeda. So go everybody figure. Who's giving money to Cinemageddon is helping the terrorists win.
Go figure.
Yeah, so I told you, I figure something out. That's what's going on.
Yeah, well, so, we kind of knew that was kind of the deal,
But in addition to Extreme Sleaze 3, just came out, you can order it right now from afterhourscinema.com, my Extreme Bondage collection with over 20 Extreme Bondage loops, all professionally shot, and very cool time capsule of that period. And I explain in detail on there, so why should I explain here? But also, a perennial favorite, a project I'd wanted to do for some time, A Night at the Venus. You have three features, Flesh of the Lotus, Teenage Fantasies, and The Horny Landlady. Flesh of the Lotus stars John Holmes. Teenage Fantasies stars Renee Bond and Suzanne Fields. And Horny Landlady stars Vanessa Del Rio, Bobby Astor, and Sharon Mitchell. And these are three films that I had seen running back-to-back at the Venus back in the day, complete with some really weird little trailer that probably never in all reality played at the Venus. So these are available right now. You can email me, and I'll, you know, give you free shipping, or you can go to afterhourscinema.com, and they'll probably give you free shipping too. But I just checked out my previews, and they're cool. They're really cool, and it's some good shit and a lot of fun. So check out those three and the special midget dedication of Todd Sheets on Extreme Sleaze 3.
It's true.
Which also has the long-awaited, highly anticipated Vanessa Del Rio and Louis de Jesus midget fist-fucking scene.
Ah.
So.
Louis de Jesus.
The guy shoves his whole fucking arm right up there.
Ah, it was disturbing, man. Disturbing.
You watched it, though. See, that's even more disturbing, you know?
What was disturbing was because I didn't realize it was going there, you know?
Oh, you didn't realize it was going there. Okay, there's a midget standing behind some hot Spanish chick with a clenched fist and a big jar of Vaseline. Where do you think it was going?
Well, yeah, but I'm a nerd, so I'm looking at that going, wow, that's kind of weird. Oh, no.
You're looking at him going, he would make a great Robin.
No. I was looking at him going, I remember him in Bloodsucking Freaks. I really liked that movie. The next thing I know, it's, wow, it's Crap Town.
Yeah, that illusion was shattered forever now, wasn't it?
Scary. Scary stuff, man. And only you could, like, taint my memories of Bloodsucking Freaks.
Hey, you know, I try. And someone had asked me, I don't know where I was going to go with this. I'm sort of semi-ambivalent that some of these sites are getting shut down, even though they're getting shut down by the majors. It was only a matter of time before they start dragging these pimple-faced fat fucks out of their mommy's basements with meat hooks and beating them with big sticks until they cough up the money, because we all got your ISP addresses. And that means we knows what you downloaded. And that means we're going to come after you and get your fucking money. So you better watch out. Zop, you know something? You idiots are going to wind up paying for my retirement. That's what's going to happen. You think you beat me, but when it all comes down to it, you didn't. All I'm going to have to worry about is how long it's going to take me to get from my fucking living room to my mailbox every month to get the royalty check. That's all. Fuck you. I told you it was going to happen.
That's good.
Yep.
That's good.
And you won't even wind up in a place as nice as this.
Yeah, that You'll actually sounds pretty nice. Yeah. Truth. Wow, that's scary. Yep. Very scary.
I actually got an exciting, you know, weekend ahead of me with this whole thing up here, because there's just, like I said, there's a movie playing no matter where you go. There's a titty bar running no matter where you go, and there's always something to do.
Yeah.
Or somebody to hang out with. There's somebody to drink with.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
It's a wonderful thing.
And it sounds like it is.
Yeah.
Damn it. No yeah. fair.
Yeah, it's fair. Hey, if it happens to you, maybe you'll be in superhero purgatory or wherever the hell it is, you know?
That'd be cool. That'd be cool.
You'll be with Batman and Robin and whatever.
I could dig that.
Green Lantern.
I could dig that. Because that's what it's all about, man. That's what it's all about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's about hoping that when you're done here, that you're in a place that's just as cool as what you could ever imagine, you know? And it sounds like you're there. It sounds like you found your spot.
Oh, yeah. There's just so many people I just wanted to walk up and shake their hands.
And that's cool. That's cool. And then after this, you're back on Earth, and then you're going to Ohio.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cheaper to buy real estate up here being dead than just to try to actually pay for the goddamn thing down there.
I think that's probably true, isn't it?
Yeah. There's no justice.
I bet. Damn it.
Yeah, so it's a big this is actually when this airs, it's gonna be Memorial Day weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You got a calendar.
Yeah, I do.
Memorial Day weekend, and next weekend is
Oh, that's the one.
Next weekend, the dead will walk once more.
And we're trying to do some live stuff there, so you'll be able to, like, do your show from there and do some live stuff.
Yes, we are going, you know, we're fucking around with this thing right now, and so far it's held up. So I think as long as, you know, I'm confident I can make this work as long as I get a live wire.
Wow.
So therefore, we will do a special. We're going to preempt more horror than horror.
Looks like we might, yeah.
Well, yep. They can be on because they can sit there and mark out if I get a celebrity there, you know. I might.
Yeah, that's what you always say about me, damn it.
Well, see, I don't mark out because, well, you know what it is? I'm on a different plane, you know. I just really feel certain things, you know. A lot of these guys are just, you know, they're regular people and shit like that. And we find this out and they're just cool to hang out with sometimes. But, you know, it's not like you're going to go over to their house for dinner.
Right.
So you take it in all the context that, you know, sometimes, you know, to certain people, I am on that level. I don't see that, but still, you know, some people feel that way. And I'm just, you know, I feel I'm on an equal footing with a lot of things too. So,
yeah.
Fuck it. See, being dead gives you epiphanies or being in that cerebral state of suspended animation.
There you go.
Yeah. So.
Well, that works out though.
It's interesting.
Well, that's probably true.
Well, actually, Memorial Day, I think that was a thing to remember the veterans, the fallen veterans and shit. And how do we do that? By having barbecues. Yeah.
Yeah, explain that one.
I know there are services and things like that. But it's really sad, too, because one of the guys just came back from overseas was just killed in a carjacking over here. And some other poor guy in New York was just crossing the street and got run over. Another guy just came back, so.
Really?
Yeah, it's really fucked up.
It sounds like it.
That's why I really want to get out of the off the East Coast.
Man.
As soon as I come back down, I'm going to call Canada Realtor. You know, if I can't swing this and they're being stupid, I don't know why I just don't go, you know, just go over there and say, look, find me something else.
Exactly.
That's all.
Sounds like you've been through hell with that situation.
You know, it's like, I don't know, with things that are happening around here, which I don't feel like sharing right now because it's a very touchy situation, but sometimes it's a good thing I did stick around, but it's not doing me any good, so I want out.
Huh.
Plus, I got a good friend, soulmate, love of my life, whatever, in California that may come out there and hang out with me for a while, and we'll see what happens. So
that'd be cool. That'd be good.
Because I am sick of this fucking East Coast, my friend.
Yeah.
Definitely sick of it. So.
I can understand.
If I could stay here for eternity, it'd be wonderful. I wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah, I want you to have a great time there.
It's, you know, I will. It's just, you know, it's going to be interesting. It's business. Plus, you know, it's going to be, you know, back to, God, I haven't done a show down there in, shit, when did all crap go down? 2004?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I haven't done anything close, you know, except for the Vanessa thing and, you know, just showing up at, you know, the Under the Scars premiere and a few other things. I haven't done anything around here of any note except, you know, the Pioneer things. That was cool where I met Rob and them people. That was
Oh, cool. Yeah.
But, you know, it's few and far between. I'm one of those guys, I need constant stimulation. I need to be stimulated.
Gotcha. Yeah. You need to be taken care of.
I need to be lay on the couch and suck my dick. I don't know. That's wrong, but yeah.
You're so wrong, man.
I know, but you know, I just need some kind of constant stimulation to keep my mind going. Somebody once said when I was one of my many business ventures that didn't get folded up due to my ineptitude, usually to a greedy, fucking stupid landlord who wanted a piece of the pie and I wouldn't give it to him. So,
okay.
Adios. But one guy once told me, he goes, dude, no matter what you do in life, you keep swimming. He goes, you're a shark. Sharks stop swimming, they drown. You're a shark, you're not going to drown. So far I ain't drowned.
Well, that's good, right?
Yeah. Sometimes I wish I did. Oh, you know what? I think I see Lee Van Cleef down there. I think I'm going to go toss down a few with him. I think he's a vodka drinker, so I'm going to go buy a few rounds.
All right.
So, you know what? We'll be live next week from Saturday Nightmares. I may be dead from Saturday Nightmares, but until then, stay sick, and I'll see you on the 3rd.
Guaranteed to dominate your dreams. They're all yours right here in the Grindhouse.
So grab your